Hey, you guys, this is Jade Hooper. I'm so excited for you to be hanging out with me, and I'm just so grateful for you. Can I just like let you know that? I don't know if anybody's told you that today. I'm just very, very grateful for you for being here, and I want to just start shouting you guys out. I get such amazing messages, and I got this message from Ashley on my Instagram, and she just said to me this. She said, Jade, I just wanted to let you know that this podcast is one of the reasons why I have not given up on my business. I am a mom of four and I work so hard, but I also am full of so much fear. Your podcast has allowed me to keep going and not give up. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep doing what you do because you're inspiring so many. You know, it just like this is all that one can hope for, that a podcast like this or just any sort of hand reach, you know, like reaching out your hand, and we can always be so fearful that people are not going to grab it. And so I just want you guys to know that, like, I love these messages, and I love to know that this is like helping you. And so if this podcast is serving you in any way, if anything, anywhere that I do, whether it's on YouTube or on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, if it helps you in any sort of way, you guys, let me know. Let me know what you want more of from me. What things that you want to know, whether it doesn't matter what it is, because all of life correlates all together. My life just isn't this business, and my life just isn't being a mom. I am a woman. I am a daughter. I am a granddaughter. I am an aunt. I am a wife. I'm a friend, you know, so there's just a business, a coach, a leader, a mentor, like there's a distributor, like there's just so many different hats that I wear. And we anything that I've been able to learn over the last 7 years is anything that I can help you with, you know, and I'm so grateful to be able to do that. So thank you so much, Ashley, for messaging me and tagging me in your Instagram story. And I would love to just be able to shout you guys out every single week. So please just tag me, make sure you're following me on Instagram, or else it doesn't like bring up the notification, and share this with other people, encourage them to listen. So the next thing that I want to do is I want to do a follow-up to my mindset makeover challenge. Okay. So what's really amazing is that this has truly become a tool that I've been able to bring up in so many conversations. And so I think, like, maybe you didn't do the challenge, maybe you listened to it, but you didn't actually like do it, which how many of you guys raise your hand, say, yup, that was me. I listened, but I didn't actually do the steps. I thought like sitting here and just being able to nod my head and acknowledge that, yup, I have fear, that was going to be enough. But here's the thing, you guys, it's not, you can't get through something just by acknowledging that it's there. That's not gonna save you from yourself. That's not gonna save you from the fears. What is gonna save you is identifying, yes, what it is, but what are those next steps? Okay? And what reason do you have to get through it? It's such a big thing. And so some of the questions that have been asked that I think are so good, because in order to dive into this, sometimes we want to see this bigger picture, or we just want like a deeper explanation because of fear. We don't know what that means or what it looks like. It's really going to help us just like dive deep into all of this and see what we want to see. Okay. So number one, the number one question I get is, I feel guilty for my dreams. I feel guilty for wanting more. And I love this question so much. And you guys, every single Tuesday with my team, and me as a leader, I have my team, we come together and we share these incredible, inspirational stories of these girls, of these women, these people who have been able to overcome. You know, when you see people get into leadership ranks of companies, it's just simply because they're overcomers. They overcome their fears. They don't care if they've got to swim under it, climb over it, you know, dig, like whatever they've got to do, they're going to get over those fears. They're going to get through those fears. They're going to bust through them. And it's just, it can be a very overwhelming feeling. And, you know, last night we were sharing with my team, my girls, and one of our girls said, you know, I grew up, her name is Christina Cruz. She's amazing. And she said, you know, I grew up one of nine, oldest of nine kids. And so she knew that her parents struggled. She knew that they did not have money. And so she automatically just did not ask for things because she would have felt guilty knowing that, her parents wouldn't have been able to provide that. She would have felt guilty. Like, she just didn't ask. And you know what? I resonate with that so much, you guys. When I was growing up and we struggled so bad, I knew my mom could not even pay the bills. How was she supposed to give me money for lunch? So I just didn't ask. I didn't ask for the things that I needed because I didn't want her to feel bad. Like, you're like hypersensitive and aware. And so what happens is that those feelings travel into when we are adults. And so, you guys, like, there's studies that have been shown that however you feel from the time you're born until you're 7 years old kind of like instills like the beliefs that you have. And if that's true, like, think about what you went through from the time you were born until you were seven. What did you go through? And can you like bring up those thoughts and feelings right to this day? But know that those are not like, that's not true. Like, those things are not happening to you right now. And so what we can do is we start to create our past right now because of our reactions. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's yelling at you and, maybe you witnessed someone being abused. And so, so now when someone's yelling at you, you like reach out and like, let's say you like smack someone. Okay. It's that like, you control your reaction, and your reaction is going to be the thing that controls your reality. Does that make sense? I don't know a better way to like say that. So those things are just like not true. And so you've got to look at, don't be afraid to want more. I mean, I really think that at some point you're really just going to have to come to terms with the fact that when you look around at all the people who are where you would just someday just totally love to be or dream to be, you're going to have to really come to the realization that there's just truly no difference between you and them. Just that they went out and went after it, and they 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 went after it. And that at some point you've given up, or you've drawn that line and you've just said no. And you could say no because you're afraid. You can say no because you don't know how it's going to happen. You know, you can stop yourself because you're afraid of feeling guilty. There's all these crazy feelings, but that's the whole purpose of the Mindset Makeover Challenge, is that not only do we identify what you want and why you want it, the why you want it is the most important part. That is the special sauce. To know why you want something is going to be that reason why you keep going, why you keep pushing after it. But the magic of identifying, as soon as you decide what you want and you decide why you want it, then the next step is, well, what weird things immediately kick in? What in the back of your mind, you're like, the shoe's going to drop. What shoe is going to drop? What freaks you out? What gives you that anxiety? What makes your tummy turn? What are you afraid of? So we identify these things. Well, what if it doesn't happen? And what if I don't know how? And what if the people don't sign up? And what if I don't know? And what if it, you know, what if people judge me or whatever? What if people judge my weight? Whatever it is. You start to bring up those funky thoughts, but it is essential. First of all, it's essential. You've got to identify the things you're afraid of. But this is not enough. It's not enough to just sit here and say, oh, I know the weird things that come up. I know why I don't want to run after my dreams and goals. It's because I'm afraid people are going to think I'm fat. Or it's gonna be because I'm afraid that people are going to not take me seriously. I'm afraid that people are going to look at me and think I'm crazy. It's not enough to just say why you can't do it. You've got to identify. You have to. This is the therapeutic switch. It's the therapeutic switch. You have to identify what in your life, who made you feel that way. And you've got to do this guilt-free. This exercise, this journal, this notebook, this worksheet, whatever it is that you're working on, that is yours. That's not for anybody else. No one's grading you. You've got to stop judging ourselves. Do you know why? It's so funny. Do you know why I do sleep affirmations? Do you know why I listen to sleep meditations? It's because when I'm hearing someone say, I have abundance, I am successful, money comes to me, like whatever these affirmations are, when we say them out loud in real life, we could literally be crying because we're judging the words that are coming out of our mouth and the thoughts that we're thinking all the time. But you cannot judge yourself when you're sleeping. You're not awake. Did you know that? You are not awake. You're not awake. You can't judge yourself. You judge yourself so much, you drive yourself crazy. You got to stop, okay? So
who made you feel guilty? Who did that? Guys, like, it's okay. It is okay if your son made you feel guilty that one time. You know, if they said that one thing, Mom, you're always on your phone, or whatever that might be. It's real. Just write it down. It's okay, okay? It's okay if your husband says, you just, all you're doing is playing on your phone. This isn't going to happen. You're not even making any money, and you're spending all your time doing this. It's okay. Write his name down. Write down that time. Write it down. It's okay. Write down you witnessed your parents making dumb choices with money. Write down that you felt like you were put second best to your parents. Write down that every single time when you were growing up, people would disappoint you. And you just, the thought and feeling of being disappointed, it just hurts. Write it down. Because you have to identify these instances that you were affected in order to move on. You can't just accept that you've got these fears. The only way to get to that next step is to be willing. You've got to bust through them. And this is the thing. It's not even like a scary thing. Write down whom and what situations made you feel this way. And you look at these people and you say, I love you. I forgive you. Child of mine who just that one night, it was a hard day. It was rough. I was so afraid. I was fearful that day. I was just in my feels, being afraid, and my child came and they said that thing to me, and it just felt like they were confirming to me, you know, that I wouldn't be successful or that, you know, whatever. And it made me want to stop. And so I'm afraid to feel like that again because it hurt. But I know that they didn't know that this is what they were doing, and they want me to be able to provide the best life for them. And I'm not going to give up and point the finger at them. They're the reason why I'm doing this, not the reason why I'm not. I forgive you and I love you. I forgive myself and I love myself. Then move on. All the times that I witnessed my parents making dumb decisions, if they would have known how it was going to affect me, they wouldn't have done it. And maybe they did know how it was affecting you and they didn't care. But me as an adult, I love myself so much, and I know that their reality is not my reality because I'm aware and I'm not going to make the same choices. I forgive you. I forgive you. I mean, you guys, it's very deep. It is very therapeutic. However, when you go through this process, you're going to cry and you're going to peel back the layers, but they're layers. It just must be done. It just must be done. So forgive, love yourself if you can't love them. And move on. Then the next step is rewriting what your truth is. And so that's when you come up and you start to journal. You start to script. You start to write your future day, your future self. Like what's your ultimate goal? You want to be able to be a full-time mom and to have this be your full-time income. And so that would, you know, roughly mean that you're going to make X amount of dollars per month. Right now. As if your day looks at right now. Like, dear diary, that shit, as if it's happening right now. My name is Jade Hooper, and I'm a double ambassador. Now that I'm a double ambassador, I'm able to do X, Y, and Z, and it feels so incredible. I wake up, and I feel like this, and I feel like that, and we're able to do this, and we're able to do that, and I'm showing up in these ways, and I'm leading these kind of people, and I enroll this many people a month, and this is what my home life looks like. This is what my marriage looks like. This is what my motherhood looks like. This is what my womanhood looks like. My leadership looks, you know, just all the things. Write it as if it is like that in the future right now. And you start living in that moment. And then what happens is you start to heal. Like, you start to heal and you forgive and you start moving forward. And now you're able to just move to that next step. And you know that you're afraid. Like, we're always afraid. Like, whatever, you know. You know that you're afraid, but you're just able to move on. You're just able to move on. And so I hope that you guys use this and just really understand why this is such a deep process. I wish you knew how many times I've done this to myself. You know? I wish you just knew because every new level, there's a new devil, but in the big aspect of it, it's just every new level, there's a different part of your heart that's exposed, and you've got, there's just deep-rooted things, whether it's just, maybe it's just your own beliefs, you know, maybe it's not even something that you went through, but you've just kind of, you've learned these, beliefs are just things that you've told yourself over time repetitively. They're just things that you hear often. And so to teach yourself different beliefs, you've just got to hear something often. Okay. So I hope this helps you guys. I hope you do it. I do. I hope that you do it. I hope you dive in, and maybe you got to do it a couple times, you know, maybe you wrote down, you want to make X amount of dollars a month. You want to reach this promotion. You want to do this big, serious thing. And then you go do it. And now that you've done it, there's a next step and there's a new level, new devil. And now you've got other thoughts and feelings to dig into, and people to forgive, and situations to forgive, forgiving yourself so you can move on and rewrite your script and rewrite your life and identify like how you want it to be. And then you can move on every time, every single time. It might be a monthly thing. I don't know. But like, thank goodness, because how many people just succumb to like, what is, they're just like, whatever. I don't care. How many people do that? You don't have to do that. Don't do that. Okay. So you guys, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for you. Make sure you're following me on social media, Jade Lisa Ann Hooper on Facebook, The Jade Hooper on Instagram. I believe it's The Jade Hooper on TikTok as well. And I want to be here to serve. And you guys, tag me. Let me know what things you want to learn. And I just want to be able to help you in any way, shape, or form that I can from my experiences. So until next time, guys, we'll talk to you later.